Hello, and welcome back to Rent Money Confessions with your host, Shaylin. I hope you guys have been having a great week. I am currently in the midst of starting back on touring and out with Red Farron. If you guys have not checked it out, my new song that I feature on with Chris Young is out. Such a crazy, crazy thing, because like one, this is just a me thing, but like a fun little nugget of 22, the number has been my number. Like, I don't know why, but ever such a young age, like two in general, my locker, my jersey for soccer, like whatever, like two was always there. So it was 22. They kind of just go together, obviously. But the 22nd is when I released What If I Don't. I was very firm that it had to come out on this specific day. And 22 in general has just kind of showed up in significant ways or been a significant date. And the Chris Young song, I didn't pick the date, but May 22nd is when it came out. And that to me was just kind of like, that's weird. So 22 in general is so cool. And the fact that it's out in the world now when that is like somebody that I've listened to my whole life. Such an iconic voice. And the fact that he was willing to, as like a successful artist, it's very rare that you find somebody at that point in their career willing to reach out a hand to help somebody trying to become and build to become a bigger artist. The fact that he put out his hand and extended like, hey, let me help you, and like just give me that opportunity when he doesn't have to. Like, there is anybody that he could have on songs. And I just over and over, I will stand by the fact that that is A-plus class act human being, Mr. Chris Young. So I am honored. If you haven't heard the song, go check it out. Okay. So that's where I'm at this week. But hopefully you guys caught the last couple episodes. Today, we're going to title this one, God, Resources, and Asking for Help. And yes, I have my little ghetto notes. Rude, Marcus. Marcus, once again, if you missed it last episode, said I need note cards. Well, Marcus, that seems very, very on top of things that that could not be me. Anyways.
Lower your phone a little bit or hold it more to the, yeah.
Okay. So, look at that. Again, yelled at. So, with that title being, I talked about last week of having to be everything all at once. And some of those roles, it's better that I just tested the waters to see what all the things were that had to do with the role, but I should not be an attorney. Like, we wouldn't do well. But I did bring out my Elwoods. I did bring out like all the hats. And I talk about that in the last episode and the moment where I realized no one was coming to save me, and having to man up, do those things. But my point of today is, in the midst of all of those moments, asking for help, which for me in general, asking for help, I'm just like, I'll figure it out. I don't want to bother anybody. And there came a point last year where I had to ask for help, and that was okay. Like, asking for people that are in those roles or having questions, that there are people there when you least expect it. When you're trying to do something for the first time or you're trying to learn about something, I think, yes, it's a blessing we have ChatGPT to ask, but there are human beings that you've got to sit down and think about it. Maybe you've overlooked these people in your life, or you don't want to bother them and they've told you, hey, ask me for help. It's okay if you text them and you either don't get a response. That's okay. Do you know how many responses I did not get last year when I was like, hi, question? And it was either no response or like, let me see if I can help you. But like, I believe in this lifetime, there's so many humans in the world, correct? And all of us have gained knowledge, hopefully, in some area that I believe all of our paths are intertwined for a reason. And those people come into play that maybe you met once, maybe it was a season of hanging out. But I do believe that as human beings, I'm here to help whoever needs it, which is why I think that this podcast was so important to me, was taking my just life lessons and putting them out there for anybody that needs them. Not saying that I am important or have like all the things in the world to say, but I do believe that our stories and what we've gone through in this lifetime are for a reason, and that whatever you've, the hand of cards you've dealt with, whether it's good, maybe okay, bad, like, I believe that you need to heal from them. You need to recognize what they are and if they're patterns in your family generationally. And then I believe that at the end of this lifetime, I leave those and my lessons behind of like what I've learned, because there's somebody out there, whether or not it's one or 10 people or thousands, somebody needs what you learned. What is the point of this life? And hopefully that whether it's a small spectrum or a big spectrum, that you can take the knowledge that however long you get on this planet and you leave it for those couple people. So whatever that is for you and whatever you're going through, be the resource for somebody when they reach out, and also know that you have resources to reach out to. So basically, I walked you through last year, roughly, like of all the roles I had to take on, which was every role around me, and understanding that who I had to be as a manager, who I had to show up for as strategy for merch or marketing or artist, businesswoman, like I'm running a business at the end of the day. Yes, it's fun to be an artist, but I also employ people. It's a functioning business that as a business owner, I should want to know all the roles and what they entail and learn each area so that I can at least have enough knowledge to know, like, if somebody came to me that wasn't happy with how I was running my business, that I could be like, let's talk about it. Let's see, like, I've heard about this way of doing it. I can meet you in the middle, or I can't, or whatever that looks like. I should know an outline of every role that is regarding my business, like whether or not it's calling people to understand what rates are for this area or companies for merch that I don't know about that let me call a few. Like, it's learning every role of those so I have enough knowledge that I can start running my business and overseeing it, knowing what's going on and knowing enough to where it's functioning. Like, as an artist, any artist watching this, yes, you have your team, and you should, that team is going to heavily be a make or break for you on so many different aspects, so choose wisely. But also, you should have a gist of every one of their roles and what they do and their titles and what that entails. And that way, you can be in check, and you should make sure that you stay on top of things. I think a lot of my career, I was either told, like, I've got it, or I'd asked to learn and they kept me small, or that I thought, oh, I don't need to know that. You do. You run your business. Your business is you. And it does not exist unless it's functioning properly. Not everyone's going to get it right, but it's knowing that, hey, they're not doing their job today. Let's talk about it. Or I'm not doing my job. Let's talk about it. So I just want anybody to know that if you're an entrepreneur, like in general, like, know every role and what it entails so that way when you're hiring people to depend on, that you can keep them in check, yourself in check, and your company in check. Because I didn't do that for a very long time. And last year, it bit me in the ass. So I got to learn it all at once, and I wouldn't trade that. I learned so many things last year that I can now take with me for the rest of my life. So when I was walking through all those roles, I hit a wall at one point because I was like, I don't think I'm doing anything right. I don't know anything. What is anything? And it was very like, I had to make some big calls last year, whether it was removing somebody around me that I didn't know if that was my gut or if it was off or like, but I think we all internally have a compass that we are taught to shove down. But your intuition knows. Like, I think it's the guiding map for your entire life. I think you know when you're walking in somewhere and it doesn't feel safe, or a person doesn't feel safe, that's your gut telling you. So you might not know mathematically on paper, like, exactly what you're doing, but I think your gut kind of leads you, like, towards what feels right, what is right for you. So there was a moment where I had to shift into different brains all day long, and it was exhausting. But in the midst of trying to become everything and knowing that I could do it, it took a toll in so many areas. And this is when the resources I had at my hands that I was either too prideful to ask or too scared that I wouldn't get a response. But there were people that had come into play that had been there, wasn't like my close homies, but I remember meeting and I had their number enough to where I could text them and say, I need your help, or I have a question. I don't know how to do this. That is where I want to make sure today that I remind you that it is okay to ask for help. It is okay mentally to ask for help. If you need to finally go and find a therapist or to confide in somebody, it is okay to ask your friend who knows so-and-so. Sometimes you won't get a response. Sometimes.
Okay, go on.
Okay. You're funny enough, as crazy and as like, there are good sides to social media, bad sides, but like, you have a community on there even. You've met people, but not met them in real life. And like, there are so many people I hit up online or I post about saying, hey, anybody know so-and-so? The amount of people I've had that I don't even know, but they help me out online, that's a community. Your faith community, any kind of community that you've been a part of, that you want to be a part of, those people are going to be massive resources, and don't exclude them from your everyday thoughts. And when you hit a wall in what you're doing, you have people there. You're not alone. There was a point last year where I did myself more harm than I did good, because I also isolated myself to a point where, like, I didn't go out. I didn't really talk to people. And within isolation, sometimes it's a good thing. There are seasons that call for isolating yourself for reasons, but like, that can become also harmful. I forgot that I had anybody. I thought it was me against the world and nobody was there. And like, my mindset started to shift without a community around me. I forgot I could ask for help and that people are willing to help. So I just had to like finally come out of my shell, realize like, I've been nowhere to be found, and that served its purpose, but now I've got to come out and ask for help. I need to make a phone call. And there's ways to do it. There's ways you preface it that aren't like grimy. Like, I need you, I'm using you. Like, you can ask for help, but I just want anybody who is similar to me to think like, I can't text anyone. I can't ask anybody. I know nobody. The world is ending. It's not. You've met many people in your life. Unless you are literally, you grew up under a rock, you've met people that obviously, like, you know what they do roughly, and you know, like, they've said in the past or they could know somebody. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Post on your story. You could have 5 followers. I don't care. There's communities out there. It is so important to be a part of communities. Because within that, when you hit a wall in life, whatever you're chasing, they're there for that reason. Or whether it's your faith and you need picked up by a group of people, you would not imagine how much a community in your faith is so powerful. And that in prayer, multiple people praying for something, it does do magical things. I don't know why. But think of that also as like the community of people that if you need to know Jesus and you can't find him on your own yet, then you go to your community. They lift you up. So I just want to remind anybody that like today, if you stumbled upon this episode, there are people that are going to help you. And also this little robot that is on our phone now accessible. Do you know how many times when I was broke as shit last year, I reached out and was like, be my therapist for the day. This thing, not too bad for a free therapy option, I will say. But, I will say that God does not call us to be self-sufficient. He calls us to be resourceful and humble, and that I had to surrender the idea of like, yes, I can do it all, but I need help sometimes. I need to call somebody and ask for help, or I need my parent and just be like, I know I'm a grown up, but I need you today, or grandparent, whoever that is, just to pick you up. Like, there are, I just think that we meet people for that reason. So when I had to surrender the idea of like, I've hit the wall today, here we're going to do our hardest thing that we can do and ask for help from somebody. And there were a lot of people that either didn't message me back or that said they could and they couldn't, whatever. But I just kept trying. I literally kept calling people because I believe that, and I'll always revert back to Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understandings. May he be with you in all that you do, and he will make your path smooth and straight. And that to me, when I do not depend on my own understandings, was like, oh yeah, he made this book that he left us for resources and questions. He's left people and our communities. And I just forgot that I didn't have to be alone in it. So when I was reaching burnout multiple times, when I was reaching hitting a wall, I picked up the phone last year. And to the people that when I picked up the phone and were on the other end, thank you. You know who you are. And even this podcast, I called Marcus right away. Marcus. And I said, I know you know how to do a podcast. I don't know how to do this. What do I do? But I want to do it now. He was so kind. We sat there. We had multiple lunches. We built it together. And then I called Holly, who I met in this lifetime, that comes out on the road and does content and is my tour manager and has all these resources. And then she was there to help film it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's people that I've met that I just have to pick up the phone. And that's just one example of so many different things in my life last year that when I was on the edge of burnout, I needed somebody, and that's okay. But surrendering and trying to stop trying to be everything all at once by yourself means that, yes, you need to do things and you can do things. You're capable of them on your own, but just as much you need people. And did I ask for help? Did I say no when I got offered help? All of these things, when I realized I just let go and let go of control, those were some of the things and why this episode, I wanted to make an episode because of it, was that just as much as me realizing no one's coming to save the day, making that an episode, and now following it up with no one's coming to save the day, but there are people to help make your day a little better. And I wish I would have caught on to that sooner rather than isolating myself for many months, but I caught on and was like, now because of the community I have that I didn't even think about having or know that they were like there, they have now been the reason why I am blossoming in this season. So you're not weak by asking for help. You are just trying to build a little team of your own. And those people sometimes sign on to be like for the long haul that you wouldn't even know unless you ask for help. So I think that's really cool. And then independence, I'm going to end it with this. Independence is very different from isolation. Remember that. Real strength is knowing yourself well enough to ask for exactly what you need and trusting that the resources are already there. Independence, yes, you can be independent and dabish, but just know independence sometimes is also asking people and leaning on people. And I often get those two confused. So as I've moved through my challenges in this chapter, I realized that I'm not weak when I ask or need somebody to help me figure something out. And that I am smarter and more strategic and more connected to God in a community than I realize I am. And some days you just need humans, which these can't offer. I will say, I'm like, this is great. It's very resourceful, but the phone versus just a human, that's crazy. So don't let AI be thinking you can do it all sometimes, because I'm like, that thing lies to me. There'll be days where it tells me I am just right and right. Like, I went and did the research on exactly what it told me, and I'm like, you're wrong. You told me what I wanted to hear. A little scary. So if you're trying to do it all alone, remember this right now. I'm telling you to look around you. Because the help is there. Your people are there. And God is there. You just have to see it and you have to ask it for the help. You have to ask for the companionship, whatever that looks like. Your partner, you need to ask them for help. So basically, that was my little like tidbit of inspo today. And that I'm here. DM me, like I said, nothing crazy, nothing creepy, no foot photos. They're crusty. We're not sharing them. But I'm here to help you. I'm here to be your cheerleader and why I created this podcast. And your community is much bigger than you think it is. And that I love you. You are valued and you're a unicorn and you are changing the world, even if you don't know it yet. So go out there, chase your dreams. I love you and